Priestley with Martin Bester.
What's been happening? Oh, it was windy in the Cape Province yesterday. Western Cape. My dad sent me pictures of roof plates that were lifted there on his property as well by the winds in the Eastern Cape side. By the Western Cape, kijk eens die wind om daar waai dan waai ons aspres. Like as in ridiculous amounts. There's a video going around of, is it a Simba truck?
Yes, I think so, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just kind of battling to stay on all four.
I think it actually goes. It just does flip, yeah.
Is everyone okay? I hope so.
The driver was just shocked.
Yeah, I can imagine. But the lorries, they blow over. We've seen over the years, we've seen some videos. In case you're wondering, how bad is the wind? Die kaap se dokter, noem hulle dit mos. I don't know why. I grew up in Port Elizabeth. They call that the Windy City. And then you go to Cape Town and you're like...
like, surely? No? Okay.
But it's, you know, if it tips over a truck that has load in it...
But that's what I'm saying. I mean, I don't want to make this a Port Elizabeth versus Western Cape thing, but the Windy City of Port Elizabeth, I've never in my life seen a truck tip over. I just want to put it out there.
Okay.
Should we have a renaming ceremony?
Yeah.
Anyway, hope everyone's okay. Hectic winds, and of course now it's pushing the cold air. Now I sound like someone from the Met Office.
Oof.
It's going to push the cold front.
Thank you, Martin. Thank you.
As long as you say that push correctly, it's okay.
Yeah.
And tomorrow it's going to be -1, according to a weather app. Yes.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yes.
Brace yourself. You want to see the video of how bad it got yesterday in the Western Cape specifically? Go check it out on our blog on jacarandafm.com. Talking about the cold weather, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
This seems to be a bit of a gas shortage. So everyone will be happy to hear, maybe even indifferent, that I did find a gas heater.
Okay.
Oh.
I drove to Joburg to find it in Rivonia.
Indifferent, yes.
I bought two, in case. So, because the new house is slightly more voluminous and cold than the previous place. Mm. So, you know, found the gas heater, but...
No gas cylinder. Oh.
No gas cylinder. There seems to be a shortage of 9 kilogram gas cylinders. What do gas heaters use?
9 kilograms specifically.
Please, can we make this difficult? I don't want this to be easy. Anyway, so, but not only a gas cylinder shortage, also apparently a bit of a gas shortage. So I thought, let me put it out on air this morning. Maybe you own a small business. Now's your time to shine. Who's got gas? Oh, baby's got gas. Who's got gas? And also, most importantly, who has gas, 9 kilogram gas cylinders?
Cylinders, yes.
084-850-0942.
Morning, Martin, Tim. I've lots and lots of gas. We had some soup last night. So, anybody who wants gas, I've got for them.
You see, guys, we're going to just overplay it.
Always.
All right, that's what's going to happen. Guys.
Morning, Martin. Hi, I hear that you're looking for a 9 kg. You can try Star Gas in Centurion. Okay. That's where I fill my bottle, and I know they've got a lot of 9 kgs.
Okay. I can Star Gas. Okay.
Yes. Martin. Jy en jou gas heater en jou gas cylinder story en alles. Ek kan jou lank al gesê dit. Jy gaan 'n gas heater kry, maar jy gaan nie 'n cylinder kry nie, my broer. Jy kon my net gebel het en dan kon jy een van my cylinders kom haal. Ek het al 4 gas cylinders hierso en al 4 is vol met gas. Maak 'n draai, my broer. Maak 'n draai. Dan kom haal jy eenetjie.
You know what? He's lying. He just wants you to come and visit.
That's also fine because he was looking for a generator at one
yes.
point.
So
a bit of a swap shop thing.
Swapsies. Yeah. Why are you not using your generator now that the coal isn't wet by Eskom anymore?
Diesel, now that myself and Andre are basically besties.
Chomas. Okay.
Andre the writer.
Mm-hmm.
We chomas now. Now that I moved out of Sunninghill, now you make friends that side. What's happening? Karen, in my new neighborhood of Irene on the line. Hello, Karin.
Morning, Martin.
Do you have gas?
Ja, ons het gas.
En waar kry hulle
dit? En ons maak seker dat ons mense kan vir ons mense kan gas gee. Ons maak 'n plan. As hulle nie 'n plan is, sê dan kry ons iemand om vir ons 'n plan te maak.
Oh, so you're a supplier?
Yeah.
Okay. What's your winkel se naam?
Martin, ek is by DP Garage in Irene Mainroad.
Oh!
Yeah.
Do you know it?
Yes. Okay. Oh, it's famous.
Ek is van, is die ver van jou af?
Nee, glad nie ver nie. Is dit die met die kos buiten?
Met die deli kiosk, ja.
Can
die lekkerste hoender en burgers en preggers.
Can I tell you something about this place? Mm-hmm. I have friends. I'm not going to make this up, and just because you're on air right now, Karen, but ek het vriende wat sê hulle het al in verlede deurgry van Johannesburg af om van jou kos daar te kom eet.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you need to take us there.
Thank you for that compliment.
It's that good. They've got this massive like counter in the forecourt of the gas station.
Are they frying things there as well?
Yeah. And apparently also if you need a bit of a snack after a night out, that's the place to go.
That makes sense.
Yeah, that's the place to go. Yeah. So, Karen, baie dankie. Dis lekker om jou te ontmoet.
Baie dankie. Dis lekker om jou te ontmoet.
Karen, cheers, man. Bye-bye.
Baie dankie.
Yeah, they're right opposite the Irene Country Club. They've got gas.
Does she ever ask to speak to the manager?
She doesn't sound like it, eh?
She is the manager.
She is indeed the boss.
That's why that place runs so well.
Yes.
I got a car in.
This is Breakfast with Martin Bester. You give me freedom, freedom, freedom I've been looking for. Martin's a fantastic guy. He's always coming up with good shows and good content. So full of energy. Absolutely love the guy. Breakfast with Martin Bester.